Scott.
If we could get
to be just a little bit serious for a minute, lads. During to the we knew about this summons, of course, coming up long before you did out there in Radio City listening around. We've known it for, what, 2 or 3 weeks now. Yeah. And we've all been keeping our fingers tightly crossed because there was always sort of a slim fighting chance that we would keep on the air. It seems incredible to me, and I'm going to put my own case forward first of all, if I might, because I'll probably get into trouble for saying this, but it seems ridiculous that in June of last year, when we had all the tragic events on Radio City, in June of last year, the police told me and they told Mrs. Calvert and they told her late husband, Reg, that they could do nothing about the men out here for the simple reason we were outside the police's jurisdiction. Now, how is it that 6 or 7 months later, the GPO now summons us and get away with it? They win the case by saying that we are within territorial waters. Now, if the police can't help us 6 or 7 months ago, you know, and they have still said that if the station is raided again, which is still quite possible, they still can't help us. But they can fine us £100 and they can shut us off the air. Now, this to me, and I don't profess to be sort of politically minded, but this to me, there seems to be something definitely wrong with the British law system at the present time.
And apart from this, this also points out that people can take a map and draw a line where they think fit. And this then becomes law. Now, this obviously leads to the point, is British law still as respectable as it used to be? Well, as Graham says, the criterion of the world's law, is British law becoming a mock-up and a farce? And is this country becoming, very slowly but surely, a police state?
Yeah. Very quickly, lads, we have 5.5 minutes time left. If we can just, if I can just have a quick rundown of all the people who we'd like to sort of say thank you very much indeed for the people who have worked.
I haven't told you what I'm going to do yet.
I'd like to thank, first of all, of course, Mrs. Calvert. Say hi to her two daughters, Candy and Susan. Also in the London office, Jill and John Wildman, who do a lot of hard work. Also the sales staff. And, of course, our very competent boatman, that's Freddie Downs, who's probably listening in. Probably for you too, Fred.
And
Mr. and Mrs. Pine, Mr. and Mrs. Pine, who of course put up the DJs when put up with them, I should say, at their house in Whitstable when the DJs come down for the night. And also, of course, not forgetting technicians Phil Perkins, Ian West, Graham Horn, Bill Price, and DJs Alan, Ian, Paul, RWB, Adrian Love, and Eric Martin, who we haven't mentioned. Of course, Sam, our two lads who used to work out here as chefs. Leslie and Barry, who apparently are starting up a coffee bar in Whitstable.
Any jobs? Good luck to them, too.
Yes, indeed. Good luck to Barry and Leslie and their coffee bar, which they're setting up. We shall probably be coming into the coffee bar. Not for a cup of coffee, but for a job!
For a cup of tea, mate.
Oh! I'm going to do.
Come on, Paul. We've got 1.5 minutes, Paul, I think, lads, to go. Paul. So, very quickly.
Paul hasn't told us what he's going to do yet. But come on, Paul, tell us. Astound us.
I haven't the vaguest notion of what I'm going to do.
Thank you, Paul. Back to you, Tom.
Okay.
I'm out of the chill.
Okay. Well, thanks very much indeed, lads. This pile star, which
is. Oh, we weren't going anywhere.
We should have made it 2 hours, in actual fact. It's 4 minutes before 12 midnight, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't rehearsed this. I don't know what to say. But for all the lads out here on Radio City, for us, at the present time anyway, the party really is over. And the time right now on Radio City, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly 12 midnight, so from Alan Clark.
Well, what can you say? Simply, goodbye, and many thanks to everyone. I've enjoyed my spell on Radio City, and keep in touch, okay?
Paul Kramer.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to say a very good night to everybody and thank them for a most enjoyable 10 months, and I hope that the listeners do something anyway to get us back on the air, because tomorrow morning, when you switch on, there'll be nothing on 299.
RWB.
Thanks very much, Tom, Paul, Alan, Ian, and everyone. I've had a great time. I've learned a terrible lot about what people can do under extreme conditions, and I've really enjoyed myself. I'm looking forward to something in the future. I don't know what at this stage. And for me, it's fine.
Ian McGray.
Well, just goodbye and good morning, and thanks for everything in the past. Been wonderful listeners. Without sounding too sentimental here, all the best of luck to you, and goodbye for now. We'd like to just very quickly, if I can hear Tom, perhaps, I know the other station's listening to us right now. We'd like to sort of pass on any sort of goodbye messages, you know.
Sure.
We'll listen to them after we go off the air in a few minutes' time, okay?
Fine.
Bye for now.
Right, well, many thanks indeed to all the lads, and of course, our two technicians on duty at the moment, Graham, and also to Phil, and also our two DJs on shore at the moment, Adrian and Eric, and our other technicians, Bill and Ian West. For me, Tom, it was for the very last time on Radio City. It's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.